Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tarot Insider Show here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, and joining me is the fabulous Mary Brown. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dax. Hi, everybody.
Here we are again on another Wednesday. Very excited to be here.
Yes, me too. I love Wednesdays. I was born on a Wednesday, actually.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I don't know when I was born. I think it was a Thursday.
Well, it always bummed me out, you know, because of that, you know, that old poem, you know, Wednesday's child is full of woe. Like, wow, why do I get the lousy one?
Yeah, why do you
get
the
cool verse?
Why do you get that? That's just crazy. Oh, my God.
So we've got an exciting show today.
Absolutely. I want to tell everybody we're a live call-in show, so give us a ring, 714-816-4628. And quickly, I want to tell everybody, Mary, about our new feature, the chat room. We have a brand new chat room, and we put that along with the player for each day's show. You'll find it always at psychictalk.net/live. So, like I like to tell everybody, Mary, every day you wake up in the morning, you go to your computer, you type in psychictalk.net/live, and it's all going to pop up. You're going to see the call-in times, you know, the show times, the call-in number. You're going to see what the show is and the players right there. So you'll be able to listen to the show, and right below the player is the call-in number, and below that is the chat room. And we are in the chat room right now, so come over here and pop in. I see Eli in there too. Hi, Eli. Just did his numerology and his partner Eric the other day. That was fun. Had a great time doing that. But come over and join us in the chat room if you're listening live, psychictalk.net/live, and give us a call, 714-816-4628. We'll be taking your calls for questions and mini readings later on in the show. In the first segment, however, we're going to be talking to the founder of the Tarot by Naomi Facebook group, Naomi Kelsall, and it's, over 18,400 members, and it's a very different group than other semi-tarot-related groups that we've been involved with and seen on Facebook, right, Mary?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is, and it's really, you know, it's nice, supportive. They have a lot of fun in there, and it's just kind of, to me, the big difference is that, like, you know, a lot of groups are so tarot specific, you know, that they start making rules and they start, we've talked about how they really closely enforce the rules. It's like it must be tarot related. And then they kind of decide like, this is tarot related enough, or maybe this is. And then people start to feel slighted and then it gets all crazy in there. But with this one, it's more like, you know, maybe there's an interest in tarot among, you know, the group members, but it's not always all about that. And it seems to be more like having fun and kind of a supportive environment. And I thought, wow, that's really different. And I think I'm so excited to talk to Naomi to find out, you know, how did she, you know, what her journey was in bringing all these nice people together.
Absolutely, because, you know, in the other groups that I've been involved with, I mean, it gets political. They only let, you know, these people post and not these people. And it's just absolutely ridiculous, you know. And this one
crazy.
Is so much nicer. So let's bring her on. Here she is, Naomi.
Hi, good afternoon. Jack from Hello, Mary. How are you? Nice to meet you. Can
glad
you hear me?
Hi, great to have you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm very, very grateful for your invitation. Thank you.
Yes, this is going to be a lot of fun. What were you going to say, Mary?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, we were just talking, and I'm so curious, like, how did this happen? How did this wonderful face group Facebook
right.
group come into being.
I'm absolutely delighted to share that with you. To be honest with you, let me just tell you a little bit, just a tad or three about myself. Obviously, my name is Naomi Corbett Kelso. I'm originally from Dublin, Ireland. I grew up in Ireland in a very nice, loving family. My mother quickly realized within terms of me that early on that I had quite empathetic tendencies. My mom was actually very gifted in her own way. She didn't read tarot, but she was quite psychic. She had dreams, etc., and she used to be honest with you, scare the living daylights out of us as kids. And growing up in Ireland, there is a, if you want to call it this, a point of passage for college students, and they tend to come over to the United States in the summertime, and it's a student exchange program, and they tend to work in the U.S., and U.S. kids can come over to Ireland. So I came over on that. I ended up out in East Hampton, New York, where I met my husband-to-be. And in all of that time, I actually I had read tarot for a while in college, and I kind of put it away. And ultimately, I worked in East Hampton for 10 seasons, and then my husband and I decided to move to Boca Raton, Florida, which is where I currently reside. And I had a great job, great life, a great career. I was working for a large supermarket chain as a produce manager. And back in 2013, there were two great events in my life that just absolutely changed the nature of essentially the very essence of who I was, and also just irrevocably changed the direction that my life would take. And that's really, that's kind of the introduction into why I am doing what I am doing today.
Well, what happened?
Essentially, well, as I mentioned, I was working very successfully. I loved my job. I was going to the top of the company. I mean, everybody, kind of talked about that, this mad Irish woman. I was passionate about what I do. I'm passionate about everything I do in life, whatever it is. And at this time, I was working as a produce manager. And unfortunately, I got into I was coming home from a training session, a managerial training session, and unfortunately I got into a car accident. I was in a taxi and we were hit head on, and I sustained a neck injury, which I still currently have. And at that time I continued to work. Sometimes with a neck injury it'll start off as bulging discs, and then in my case, because I was a produce manager, I kept working and working and lifting and lifting. And, of course, one by one, they all decided to herniate. So it got to the point where I could no longer do that physical aspect of my job. And as you know, the way corporations are in the United States, you really have to be able to do both the physical and the mental aspect of any job, particularly when you're a manager. So I ended up having to retire. And that was back in December 2013. And at the time, that was kind of like, wow, my whole world collapsed. And unfortunately, in about 2 or 3 months later, talk about getting a double whammy. I certainly got one. My mother, who was living in Dublin, Ireland, she went into hospital for a routine gallbladder surgery, and it's difficult for me to talk about this. It turned out terribly. It went terribly, terribly wrong, and she ended up on life support. And I had to fly back to Ireland to assess the situation, and we were quickly told by the doctors that there was nothing that could be done. So we had to turn her off of life support, and that was definitely the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life. So I had this, as I mentioned, back in 2013, this double whammy where I had lost my job. I was sitting at home all day, doing nothing. I was grieving what I felt was the massive injustice of what had happened to my mother. And thankfully, a couple of years after the fact, there was an inquest, and it was proven that the surgeon that had operated on her had actually, you know, he messed up basically. And we let it alone. We didn't try to sue or anything like that. We just said, okay, I just wanted vindication for her. So here I was back in Boca,
yeah.
with absolutely nothing to do, nothing to do. And I remember, I digress a little bit, but this is important. Because my mother is the reason for this group. As I mentioned to you before, my mother was very psychic. She used to have dreams and premonitions and just crazy stuff. And I remember my last visit with her when I went to see her in Ireland, and we were sitting at the kitchen table, and I had just retired from my job, and I was like, Mom, you know, I mean, God, you know, what am I going to do with myself? I mean, this is terrible. This is my whole life. And she just looked at me, and she said to me, I don't want you to worry about anything. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, I won't be here. And I had this conversation with my mother many times because she had several heart attacks, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, well, what are you on about? You won't be here. Of course you'll be here. And she's like, no, I'm not going to be here. And I don't want you to worry about anything because I have a plan for you. And we left it at that. And I came back to the States, and then we had the whole event in December where she passed. So ultimately, for me, it was very, very difficult, as I say, being at home here in Boca on my own every day. My husband works crazy hours. And I was totally losing myself. I mean, I went to shreds. I used to stay up all night crying and listening to music and God knows what else. And my family here, you know, they were getting very concerned. And I remember one day saying to my husband, you know, what the hell am I going to do tomorrow? And he said to me, look, clean out a closet or, you know, go through your drawers and, you know, fold all your clothes. But do something. Be active. Don't be in bed. So this one particular day, I said, okay, today is the day. I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to start living. And I went to a set of drawers that we have in our bedroom. And I started going through my clothes and folding them and tidying up. And at the bottom of the drawer, believe it or not, I had left my tarot cards from when we first moved into the house. And I picked up those tarot cards, and it was like a premonition. I said to myself, oh, my God, this is the answer. I know exactly what I have to do from now on. So then I went on to establish, first of all, we started with Paige, Tarot by Naomi Paige. And then I quickly realized that the pages were kind of the bridesmaids at the wedding, and Facebook had established groups. So I thought, you know, I'll set up a Tarot by Naomi group. And that's what I did. And this is where we are.
Wow. Amazing. What a journey that's been for you and
yes.
So many huge transformations.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if somebody would have said to me, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, what will you be doing? I would have said I'll be working at the supermarket company. I'll be a CEO or I'll be a district manager or something, because I was actually climbing up that ladder to get to that point. But sometimes the universe has very, very different plans for us. And, you know, I never would have thought that my life would have changed as it did, but yes, it has. I had a choice whether to give up or whether to say, okay, you know, I've got to take what I have now, what the universe has given me now, and do something productive and useful with it.
Right. And, you know, to me, just the fact that you go through all of that, then you take this path. You create the group, and then it flourishes like it does. You have over 18,000 members of this group. This is like your validation from the universe saying, like, yeah, that's the direction. Yeah, this is what you can do. That's beautiful.
I absolutely have no doubt anymore. you know, once again, I keep going back to what my mother said to me. And the Tarot by Naomi group is in memory of my mother. The thing that I think that really, I'm obviously members of many, many groups on Facebook, and the thing that I think that really makes it different is what you alluded to in your introduction, is that it's really not just about tarot. I quickly decided that if it were just to be about tarot, having observed, as you mentioned, what goes on in other groups, sorry, excuse me, I have a cold, I quickly discerned that if it was just about tarot, it, you know, people would lose interest. So what I've tried to do is make it very interesting in that we have, you know, we have a lot of quizzes, we have a lot of, I like to write. That was another thing that I had lost by the wayside with my job. I really enjoy writing, so I write a lot of motivational posts. So people tune in every day just to see those posts. And we have a lot of music, a lot of talk. I'm home all day, so I can be interactive, so I'll go in on the group and we'll start talking about tarot or talking about mediation or, you know, psychic. Or actually, we had a post the other day. Everybody was like, somebody had posted, what was the most, what was your very first psychic experience in terms of, like, say, a spiritual loop or an apparition or something like that? So, yeah, we all went to town on that. I mean, the thread is hundreds of comments long, and everybody, they're even still talking about it, so everybody was sharing. So it's very much a community. It's very much a community of friends. Friendships that have occurred in the group, I simply cannot explain a lot of them. And once again, I firmly am of belief that my mother is behind this, and not only is she behind this, but she is steering this, because some of the friendships in the group, particularly with the Irish members, I have, you know, being from Ireland, obviously I went to Ireland, I'm like, okay, who wants to join Ireland? And I have a lot of group members, I think over 1,000 from Ireland. And it turns out, I mean, I do things like I'll do a reading for a group member in Ireland. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the reading, because I like to talk, as you can tell, I'll say to the person, yeah, where, you're from Dublin. And they'll go, yeah. And I go, well, you know, whereabouts in Dublin are you from? And they'll say a particular area in Dublin. And then I'll say, oh, gosh, you know, we have a family friend who lives, you know, lives in your neighborhood. Give them the person's name. And this has happened. And they'll say, I'll say, do you know Dick? Or do you know John? Or do you know Sheila? And in one case, with this individual Dick, who's a personal family friend, it turns out I did a tarot card reading for a woman in Ireland that I had never, ever met, except through the group. And my friend Dick, he lives like three doors down from her.
Oh, wow.
And so I get this, I get all this kind of stuff going on. And plus I have one of my administrators, Patricia Malone. I hope she won't mind me mentioning her name. And it turns out, you know, Patricia lives around the corner from me in Dublin. And it also turns out that we have a lot of mutual family friends. And I had never met Patricia until Tara by Naomi.
Wow.
So I'm absolutely convinced that my mother is just bringing these people to me, if that makes any sense.
Guiding it. Yeah.
She's really guiding it.
Makes sense to me. That kind of stuff will make sense to me for sure.
I just cannot explain it. No more than I can explain the growth of it, because I actually closed the group. If you know the way Facebook groups work, you know, when you close a group, you don't get really as much feed. And only the group members can actually see, you know, what you're posting, et cetera, et cetera. Yet for some peculiar reason that I have no control over, people seem to hear about it and they just keep joining. And it's just, it's been quite amazing. It's been extremely humbling for me doing this, seriously. But it also has saved me, because I really was in a very, very bad place. I do honestly firmly believe that without the group, I really don't know what I would have done or what direction I might have taken.
Yeah. Well, you know, and you don't have to worry about that now either, you know, because sometimes, you know, in whatever way, form or fashion, you know, spirit steps in when it's really needed, you know, and in this case, you really did need, you know, that support. And it was there for you. And that's just a beautiful testament to, you know, that we're, you know, it's never, regardless of how horrible, you know, the things are that happen to us, you know, it's never without hope. We're never without hope.
No, absolutely, absolutely. I really look back on this now and I see it as the, in a sense, the evolution into consciousness and spirituality, and maybe a spirituality that I had not had before, because I think what happens to all of us in life is that we get so tied up you know, in our jobs and in our aspirations toward material things and you know, making money and you know, obviously everybody has to live and they have families and kids and all of that. But I sometimes think that we lose sight of the whole spiritual dimension that really is so much a part of why we are here in the first place. And the other thing that I really think has happened with the internet, and once again, this is why Tarot by Naomi is such an enormous success, is that I think despite all the technology that we have, you know, the cell phones, everybody's on their cell phone, computers, you know, everything, despite all of that technology that is out there and exists, it seems to me that people, in my experience doing this, it seems to me that people are more lonely than they've ever been before, because people no longer communicate. They don't communicate. They're on the phones. You know, you walk down the street, you can walk into people because they're looking down their phones. And for me, a lot of what goes on here in Tarot by Naomi is, you know, people coming together from all over the world. I mean, I have 21 group administrators from all over the world.
Oh, wow.
I've made sure that every single time zone is covered, so that if Naomi is asleep and somebody in the group has a problem, they can inbox an admin in Australia or India or New Zealand or Sierra Leone or Mauritius. I actually have a very good admin in Mauritius. And they know that they have a place to go. And a lot of what we do in the group is not just... It's not just the posts. It's not just reading tarot, which I do, you know, and I think I do a pretty good job. A lot of it is, the idea of it is, it's an interconnected community, family, which we have become. And they know, you know, if they're stuck or somebody is, you know, I talk to people who are suicidal. If somebody is suicidal, they know that they can inbox one of my admins anywhere in the world and somebody will listen to them. And that's what's really, really important. We don't do all the politics.
So
we don't do, you know, we don't get into all of that. I won't have any politics in my group. We don't do that. It's purely spiritual. It's inspirational. It's uplifting posts and connection, communication, and tarot. And it's a perfect combination. And I'm just very, very lucky that it really has worked for me in the way that it has. And I have absolutely no doubt that it's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I can
awesome.
See that, because I think, you know, those things you're talking about are really needed, you know, to be listened to and have a safe space, you know.
Exactly. We talk about safe spaces, yes.
Yeah. Dax, what do you think?
Well,
where's Dax? Wait.
I'm here.
I've taken over Naomi. I'm sorry. I'm fascinated.
I know. Well, you know, Naomi and I got to talk on the phone, and you didn't.
Yes, we did.
So I figured just let Mary talk.
Yeah, it's my first
time. Yeah, you got to, you know, hear the, because it's a great story, you know, it's a great story. I just want to let everybody know. We're getting close to the bottom of the hour. In later on, in the later half of the show, you know, we will be getting to your phone calls. So if you want to call in, 714-816-4628, get your spot now in the caller queue. We take them in the order that they come in. And also, if you're already on the phone line there, hang in there. We'll get to you shortly. And don't hang up, because you're going to lose your spot. So stay right there. You might be next. Oh, boy. So what I'd like to do, Naomi, is ask you a little bit about tarot, because you did tarot a long time ago, and then you stopped for a long time, and then you found your tarot deck, and you pulled it out, and you got that insight. You knew that that's what you were supposed to do.
Yes.
I basically have a couple areas I want to ask you about. One is, I want to go back to the very beginning, way back.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get started with tarot in the first place? And then come up to now, you know, now that you're back doing tarot again, I want to ask you some questions about that.
Sure. Well, going back to your original question, I actually got, like I said, you know, my mother was kind of psychic. So we always had that kind of aspect going on in our family, even though my mom did not read tarot. I used to read her tarot.
But how I originally got involved in tarot is I was at university in Ireland, a very wonderful college called Maynooth College, which ironically is also the National Seminary of Ireland, so I was surrounded by priests, but that's fine. And they had what they call, once a year they have what they call a rag week. And rag week is, the idea of that is each university in Ireland competes with other universities to raise money for charity. And somebody had given me, a gift of a deck of tarot cards. And I decided that the thing for Naomi to do would be to read tarot cards for charity. Even though at that point, I really knew very little about them. You know when you get a deck of tarot cards, there's sometimes like a little pamphlet in there and it's a tiny little thing and it tells you like one meaning for each card. So I went into this whole, I have to do something for charity. And so I started reading tarot. During that particular charity fundraising event, Rag Week. And it was strange. To a technical reader, I probably would not have had a clue about what I was talking about. But for me, it just came naturally. And I was like, dealing out all the cards and telling everybody, okay, this is what's going to happen and, whatever. And it just seemed... to a lot of the people that I read for, that I just seemed to be able to, I seemed to have a natural ability for it. And people would come back to me, as they do today, it can be many, many months after a reading, because when I do a reading, my reading is good for like a year. So sometimes a group member will come back to me 7, 8, 9 months after the fact and say, oh my God, I'm pregnant. Because, I would have said, well, I think you're going to have a baby or whatever. And that'll just happen. So it just seemed during that time that I was doing the tarot reading for that particular charity event that it just seemed that I had I had a propensity toward it. I just seemed to understand tarot, and I was getting a lot of very good feedback. And essentially when I came to the US, etc., I put my cards away. I would read for for friends, but I would never read on demand. I still don't. And that's, that's how I got back into tarot. And like I said, the whole incident with my mother and the day that I found my cards, it really was, I'll be perfectly honest with you, it really was like a premonition. It was like a bang to the head. I get these from time to time. And I just knew, okay, this is it. I'm gonna read tarot cards, and I'm gonna set up a group.
Wow! And now you've got quite the queue of folks waiting for a reading. You do all your readings for free.
Yes, I do. Once again, everything that I do is, as I said to Mary Dux, everything that happened to me from being the, if you want to say, the big wig, or, I was very, very successful at my job. I was going to the top, and I had my whole life, and I have my life here in Boca and everything that happened, most especially with what happened to my mother, like when you stand and you stand with your mother as she's been taken off life support for 8 hours, I stood with my mother, I held her hand for 8 hours until her last breath. That's a very, very humbling experience. And when you see something like that happen, it really, really makes you think less about the materialistic aspect of life and more about the spiritual aspect of life. And I also have a degree in psychology, and we have something in psychology called self-actualization. And the whole concept behind self-actualization, is that in a sense that we come here for a reason. And we walk through the pathway of life, and we meet obstacles and joys, and all kinds of great things happen, and sometimes terrible things happen. And we just go through the pathway of life in a psychological sense until we come to a recognition or a realization of why we were here in the first place. And I think tarot, the same thing can be applied to tarot, because if you look at the tarot journey, especially the journey of the higher arcana, you can see it begins with the Fool, and then it ends with the World, and the World is finally triumph and rebirth. And rebirth, for me, that is in a spiritual rebirth, And that's the kind of rebirth I had. So I do everything I do for free because I recognize that without Tara by Naomi, I would probably mentally, emotionally be in a very, very bad place. And I realized that it was the group that kind of saved me from myself. So doing what I do is my little bit of giving back. I like the idea of
Absolutely.
Helping people. And, you know, I do what I do for free, and I do it with a lot of love. And it really has become a full-time occupation for me.
Mm-hmm. And also, for the folks listening out there, we're not talking about you doing free readings and pulling a few cards for people. You actually
No.
do a full-on, very large number of cards spread.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell people how you do readings?
Sure, absolutely. Well, essentially because I don't have a life, I do the kind of reading that I do. I use the Celtic cross spread, which is not because I'm Irish, but just because it's the most suitable spread that I like. I like to use it. It's a 10-card spread, and I like to use it because it gives a lot of information. And as I said, the readings that I do, I believe, are good for, and I know from people who have come back to me, they're good for about a year. And in actual fact, I don't just use one deck, I use two decks. So anybody who gets a reading from Naomi, in Tarot by Naomi, and I've done approximately close to 1,000 readings since I set up the group, anybody who gets a reading from me, they get a 20-card reading. I use two decks. The first deck I call for the question, and the second deck is what I call the confirmation. And for me, when I'm reading, you know, I shuffle the cards for both decks, and if I see a correlation between the two decks, then I say to myself, yes, I'm on track. Because you have to understand that reading virtually, as I do online, it's very, very difficult. You know, I don't know these people. I haven't met them. In a traditional tarot card reading, like Mary would come to my house. You know, I'd make her a cup of tea. We'd sit down. She'd shuffle her own cards. We'd have a chat. There'd be some kind of connection, interconnectedness with us, communication. But when you're reading virtually online, as I do, for people you've never heard of, they inbox you and they go, could I have a reading? Here's my date of birth. You don't know these people. So for that reason, it's really the primary reason why within my group, I'm always saying to the group members, you know, you have to post, you have to comment, you have to connect with me. I'm at the point now with the core members of my group where I know them. I know them. They might as well be related to me, you know. And when I go back to Ireland, as I do once a year usually, we actually have Tara by Naomi meetups in Dublin, and I'll go out and we'll meet the members and we'll have coffee or a drink or whatever.
Oh, that's
but anyway,
brilliant.
getting back to what I do with the two decks, one is for the question and the other is for the confirmation. And when I see those two decks, if I see two similar cards line up, then I say to myself, yeah, you know, bingo, I'm home. And then I'll just, and a lot of it also is I have my own. You know, book readings are great for tarot. I respect anybody who uses those. But over the years that I've been reading tarot, I've actually developed my own meanings for individual cards. That's just Naomi's way of doing things. And, you know, once in a while, if I get stuck, sometimes, you know, I'll be like, yeah, I'm not sure. I have a photograph of my mother right beside me by my desk. And if I do get stuck in any reading, I just take the second deck, which is the confirmation deck, and I put that in front of my mom's photo, and I just go, hey, Mom, you know, can you help me out? And invariably she does. And I come up with some really outstanding readings. I can't even explain myself. Hello?
Mary?
And then, did we get lost again?
Oh, Dax, are you still there? I thought we lost Dax that time.
Yeah.
I was just
leaving a break there so you could jump in and ask Naomi some questions about the tarot thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, not more technical difficulty. Yay.
All right.
I wanted to ask, since you use two different decks,
yes.
what decks do you use? Do you have a favorite? You know, there are so many.
Actually, I do. I'll be very boring. I know I've seen a lot of groups, you know, people are like with decks, oh, my God, there's this deck and the magical mystery deck and this. I use the Rider-Waite deck. I mean, that's
yeah.
The reason I like that is because it's so simple. Because the thing that we have to understand about tarot is, and no disrespect to people that collect decks, I know they're very beautiful, but at the end of the day,
yeah.
tarot cards are just pieces of paper. They are just the medium by which we tap into the unconscious knowledge that we already have. So it doesn't really matter for me, you know, what deck I use. I've had this Rider-Waite deck. This was the deck that I used to read on in college, you know, 30 years ago when I started this. And then the other deck that I have, it's a deck that my husband gave me. It's called the Celtic Tarot. And it's very fancy in its images and all of that. But just over the years, I've become familiar with it, and I just feel very, very comfortable with it, and also with the Rider-Waite. And those are the two decks that I use, and those are the only two decks that I own. I don't digress.
Wow. Yeah, no, that is great, you know, because I think, the biggest thing is, regardless of what deck it is, you know, the comfort level that you develop with it is really what's
Absolutely.
The most important. You know, if you can't connect to your cards, it's kind of hard to, you know, do a reading from that, you know.
No,
but,
absolutely right. It's,
so,
it's like the images of the cards, if you think about it, they're really just like mirrors. It's like looking in the mirror,
yeah.
And it offers a reflection of the knowledge that we have buried in our unconscious mind. Tarot is just really a bridge between our conscious and our unconscious minds, and a good reader will be able to see beyond the images using psychic ability or intuition. We all have intuition, we just don't develop it. Anybody can read tarot.
Absolutely, and that's the thing that
absolutely.
I think is so hard to get across to people is that everybody can do this.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not
absolutely.
Like, it's not out of reach.
We live in a society where all of these ancient, if you want to call them ancient mysteries or capabilities, have been largely, you know, poo-pooed and thrown to the sidewalk, when in reality they are very, very valid, and they are, you know, they don't have any timeline. I mean, playing cards, tarot cards, you know, and the other thing that people, a lot of things I get is because I'm an Irish Catholic, and a lot of people would say to me, oh, you know, that's fortune telling. That's not very good. And my whole thing is, no, I don't see tarot cards reading as being fortune telling, because ultimately what a tarot card reading does is it tells you where you are at this point in time because of what happened in the past. And it then tells you the most likely outcome for the future, not the absolute outcome, because we have absolute free will. And we can change.
Yeah.
Anything that a tarot card reading says to you, you can actually go ahead and, you know, and change that ultimate outcome. So for me, it's just really a guide. We are ultimately the harbingers of our own destiny. You know, I find tarot very, very valuable, and it certainly does not interfere with my religious beliefs as a Catholic, or, you know, and a lot of people will say that, oh, you know, it's the devil's work, you can't do this because, you know, you're a Christian. Yes, I can. It's not fortune telling. Mm-hmm. It's just a guide. It's a heads up as to where you are because of the past and where you might go in the future, not where you will go. You decide that. That's
where
you will.
I gotta tell Naomi and you, Mary, that, you know, literally last night I had this exact conversation. I was a reading. I was doing a reading for a client over at the Disabled American Veterans Post. And after the reading, you know, we came back in where the rest of everybody was, and we were sitting down and we were talking about this. And almost word for word, how you described it, Naomi, was how I described it to them. That
sure.
You know, whenever you're doing a reading, it's in the now, you know, and you're seeing potential outcomes, but everybody has free will, you know. And it,
absolutely.
It's like just
yeah.
kind of, it's almost eerie. It's almost eerie because I swear it was almost word for word what you said.
Well, that's why I guess we connected it, you know, connected in a subconscious
yeah.
in
oh,
a subconscious
and by the way.
I really
by
wanted
the way,
to
I
bring.
Did that.
Sure, go ahead.
Just to finish up, I just had to throw
yeah.
in the little extra that when I did the reading for her last
mm-hmm.
night, I used the Rider-Waite deck, and that's what I use as well. So I just had to throw
sure.
that out there, the Waite-Smith deck. Go ahead.
Well, no, I actually believe, to be honest with you, I you know, if it's simple, you know, if it's simple and it's not broken, there's absolutely no need to fix it. I just find the Rider-Waite, the images are very, very simple. It's very clear. It's not flowery or fancy, and it has always worked for me. I've never had any inclination to go out and, you know, purchase fancy decks. I know for some people they love to because they're collector's items. You know, I get all that. But just in terms of me personally, I'm happy enough with the Rider-Waite and my Celtic Tarot, and I'm just happy as a lamb.
Awesome. So, Mary, you got any final questions for Naomi before we
Did you want me to
head
just,
off?
If you have time,
uh-huh.
just in case there's anybody listening to this that doesn't really understand, you know, what a tarot card reading is, did you want me to just tell you a little bit about the placement of the actual cards in a particular reading, just real quick, just to give people an idea of what it does? Would that be okay?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, if you'd like.
We'd like
oh, okay.
to hear that.
Sure.
Okay, so, folks, the deck that I use is called Celtic Cross Spread, and what I'm going to tell you about now are the placement and the significance of the positions of the cards. It's a 10-card spread. So the first card that we will, well, actually, in actual fact, you would have a significator card, which is another story, but the significator card just refers to, like, say, Dax or Mary. It would be a card that I would pick out representing them. And then the first card that we would be using would be the card that we call the Covering Influence, which is essentially the central card. And this particular card, it's asking the central question. So the influence in any particular reading will be the issue at hand, the thing that is important, what you're really asking about, the issues, the environment in your life, et cetera, your family, friends, what the covering influence that is affecting the question that you have asked. The second card, I call it the obstacle card, or as we say in tarot, it crosses you. So the second card refers to any obstacles that may be in your way that may hinder you. The third card, I call it the crowning card, in a sense that is kind of how you feel or how you would like things to work out, the best way that things, if you won the lotto, how would things work out, the best that you could possibly hope for in this question that you're asking. It's really your subconscious mind. The fourth card is what we call beneath you, and essentially what that card tells you is the things that have happened, the basis, the foundation, how you got to be in the point where you have to ask this question. The fifth card is behind you, which is the past. For me, that usually represents about the past 6 months. In front of you will be the factors that are entering into your environment in the near future, once again, say within 6 months. The seventh card I refer to is your attitude card, you know, how you feel about the outcome, how you feel about things, or how you feel about the question indeed. The eighth card is the environmental influences around you. So that'll be, you know, people in your life, your job, your love life, you know, anything that affects you within your home and environment. And then the ninth card, I call it the hopes and fears card. You know, what's the best that could happen? What's the worst that could happen? You know, what are you really, really worried about when you're asking this question? And then the final card, even though, as I mentioned before, it's just tarot, it's just a guide. It really is just for entertainment purposes, and we have absolute free will. But the final card then will be the outcome card, and that's usually, that will refer to the most likely solution to the question that you've asked. And that's really what tarot is. It's incredibly simple.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. That's so wonderful. Well, thank you so much
for
going through that. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yes, and can you tell folks that may want to get into your queue of people waiting for these readings, you know, how would they do that?
Well, the easiest that I do, unfortunately, I am very rigid about this. I only do readings for Tarot by Naomi group members. So the easiest way for them to shuffle into my queue, if they wish to, is number one, they would have to go to Facebook and join Tarot by Naomi. They can also go to my website, which is tarotbynaomi.com, and we have a facility at that point there where they can sign up. They can sign up for a free membership, and then the free membership, I get their email. And essentially, if they were to go there, the free membership will ask them their date of birth and their question, and then it gets directed to me, to my inbox, to my email, so I'll know that they're there. But ultimately for me, it's very, very important that they become members of my group, not because I'm looking for numbers. That's not the reason. The reason is I'm looking for connection, and I need to see them active in the group. As I say, I get to know people. I get to know them. I feel like I know them, and generally 9 times out of 10, and I wait. I don't read on demand. I wait. I wait for spirit to tell me, and it will happen. I'll be sitting at home here at nighttime by my computer, and all of a sudden somebody's name will come into my head, and I'll go, okay, that's who I'm doing the reading for tonight. And 9 times out of 10, I will be there.
Oh, wow.
Not when they wanted the reading, but when they need the reading. And that's what I'm
doing.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, they do need to join the group, and I'm very, very happy for anybody who wishes to join. It's a wonderful, wonderful group. Like I said, it's not just about tarot. We have a lot of fun. There's a lot of very informative articles. I write my own posts. The other admins are always adding posts. It's very interactive, and frankly, it's 24/7 because there's always somebody in there.
That's one of the cooler
aspects. Absolutely. Anybody who wishes to join, please feel free to. Once you're a member of the group, all you have to do is you can inbox me, or you can go to my website and just say, hey, Naomi, I'm in your group. You know, can I have a reading? And I have a big, long list.
Yes, and that's one of the nice, you know, aspects of it is that, you know, it's 24/7. In fact, after you join the group, you can click on members and you can click on the admin section, and you'll see all of the admins and moderators. And she's got a ton on there, folks. You know, the whole world's covered. It's
pretty much the whole world. I quickly realized, I mean, you know, we all have to sleep. We all have to take time off. And this is part of the reason why I have so many administrators, because I realize, you know, even for them, they can't be in Tarot by Naomi every day. You know, everybody has life problems. Everybody has to take time off. So I figure, you know, 21 administrators plus 2 moderators, I'm good. You know, we've got the whole world covered 24/7, and there's always somebody willing to if you inbox an admin, there's always somebody in some part of the world who will get back to you, and they will communicate with you, and they will actually genuinely care about you, because that's what we do.
Awesome. Aww. Go check it out, folks,
that's
on Facebook.
Awesome.
Tarot by Naomi. It's Naomi. Just search it in the search bar there. It's going to pop up for you, folks. Wow. Thanks so much for being on, Naomi. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, you're
and very
absolutely
informative.
Very, very welcome. And I really appreciate you taking the time to include me in your wonderful show. I'm more than happy to come back again at some point in the future if you wanted to discuss maybe more the technicalities of tarot and, you know, how the whole tarot deal goes on. I'm more than happy to do that. And I really want to thank you very much, both of you, for your time. Great experience. Really great.
Oh, thank you. This was great. This was so much fun having you on, and I could just listen to you talk forever.
it's my lovely Irish accent.
I love it.
And we will see you on the group, Naomi.
Okay, Doc.
See you
soon.
Yeah.
Terrific. Thank you very much, both of you. And I really very much appreciate and admire very much both what you do.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Take care.
Everybody,
thanks a lot.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Everybody, that was Naomi Corbett-Kelsall. And she's the founder of Tarot by Naomi. So go check out the group and join the group. You're going to love it. I promise you. Okay. And
that
so we're going to go
cool.
to the phone call. Yeah. What did you think? What were you thinking, Mary?
I was just thinking that was so cool and so different. And I love the idea of, like, you know, her, you know, giving you the reading when you need the reading instead of, like, you just want a reading. I think it's got this really cool, like, mystical vibe to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've got some callers in the queue here. So we're going to go to the phone calls. We're going a little bit over. So is that okay, Mary? We're just going to go over a little bit so we can get these calls in. And
absolutely.
And,
I'll stick
awesome.
Around for and, these people.
And the phone number, again, is 714-816-4628. That's good for all of our shows 7 days a week. And we got some really great shows coming up. Before we go to the calls, Mary, let's tell people a little bit about what's coming up on Psychic Talk Radio. First, I'm getting some background noise, Mary. What is that? Are you there, Mary?
I moved my chair and it was stuck on the table and then I made this big noise.
Oh gosh.
Sorry.
I gotta do a lot of editing on this show because there's just so many technical issues on this show. A lot of editing. Okay, so starting back from the top where I was. So I just wanna let everybody know that you can very easily find out what's coming up on Psychic Talk Radio. You just go over to psychictalk.net. Right there on the front page, you can click the button, the link that says upcoming shows, or just type in your browser, psychictalk.net/upcoming. Tomorrow is Thursday, May 24th, and it's the Soul Sisters show. They're going to be talking about healing yourself and others, and they're at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. noon Eastern. Sue Schumacher and Ann Andola. On Friday, it's going to be Sacred Spaces of the Goddess Part 2 on Goddess Guidance. Nakia Lyo, the host, is going to be there with a special guest host, Sarah Feliz. And they have a new time now. So it's going to be 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on Friday. And then, Mary, you and I will be back with Psychic Saturdays. And I wanted to mention that we were just doing fill-in shows, but it's really become its own thing, its own show on the network, even though it was supposed to just be fill-in shows. In fact, I just recently added the category Psychic Saturdays. So if you go to any page on the website, like the blog or upcoming, and in the right-hand column, there's a link for each show, and you can click on Psychic Saturdays and see what show's coming up. And also all the previous shows, because we had some fun shows. We just did the Royal Wedding last Saturday. And wasn't that great, Mary?
That was so much fun. And this Saturday is going to be fun, too. Because
yes,
we're going to follow up a bit on that.
Right. Saturday, May 26th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, just like this show. We used to have a segment on one of our shows way back in the day. We used to call it Psychic Spin, where we looked at, you know, the big things in the news, but we put the psychic spin on it because we could pull cards, we could do numerology, things like that. In fact, this Saturday, we're doing Prince Harry and Meghan's numerology and doing more psychic spin on the Royals on Saturday. Plus, it's an open line show. You can call in, chat about anything you want, or get a mini reading. And then on Sunday, the fabulous Natalie Anderson is back. She is a psychic medium and animal communicator, so bring your pets to listen into the show. She's going to be talking about surrender, how to get out of our own way. And her show is at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. That's this Sunday, May 27th. It's extremely popular, so call in early. Same telephone number, 714-816-4628. But call in right away at like 9:45 a.m. or 12:45 p.m. if you're on the East Coast. Get in there early because she's got a ton of people call in because she's an animal communicator and a great psychic medium. And then it is getting towards the end of the month. The last Monday of the month is this coming Monday, and it's our network party, our monthly network party. We get all of the hosts together, and it's 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and we chat about some of the great shows we had the previous month, so in this case May, and we talk about the fabulous things coming up in June. And we're looking for different things to do with that. We want to do a group reading with all of the hosts there. Maybe you guys have suggestions for topics, things that are in the news or things that are on everybody's mind that you'd like for us to take a look at with the whole group. Wouldn't that be great? Kind of like a giant psychic spin, Mary. What
oh,
do you think?
Yeah. Psychic spin on steroids. I think
yeah.
that would be fun. I love the network party. That's going to be a lot of fun.
So join us there, folks. Join us on for the network party on that's Monday, May 28th. And in the meantime, though, go over to our group. And if you're on the website, you can just click the Facebook icon or just type in psychictalk.net/Facebook. And that'll take you right over to our open public group for Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook. And then you can just jump in there. You can give us your ideas. You can message Mary or I privately or any of the other hosts. Or you can just start a post on there. Hey, I've got a great idea for the network party. Just let us know. And then Tuesday, May 29th, Past Lives. What's life got to do with it? I keep thinking of what's love got to do with it?
<The song. laughs> Yeah.
What's love
have you
got
ever sang that?
I actually have sang that, actually, in karaoke. Yes, I have. Gotta love Tina Turner, right? But it's the Power
Absolutely.
Of Three, Hope, Wisdom, and Healing show. Yep. Vivian Aubin, Fiona Millar, and Rose Fullhorse, Tuesday, May 29th. They're on at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And they're going to be talking about past lives, so I think it's going to be a really exciting show, plus taking your calls and readings as well. Past lives, what's life got to do with it? I'm fascinated to listen to that one as well. And then we'll be right back to Wednesday. We'll be right back to Tarot Insider. Now, I want to mention a big announcement here, and that is that I'm going to be doing an interview, a pre-recorded interview with Suzanne Warnett, who was my co-host on Tarot Insider. You know, she moved back to the UK, and we're going to catch up with Suzanne. We're going to find out everything going on with her, and, you know, her and her hubby are in the middle of buying a house in the UK, and we're going to catch up with Suzanne. But in the meantime, she is stepping down as host of Tarot Insider for the foreseeable future because she is just so busy with all of this, and she'll be explaining that in her interview that we have, but she will be, hopefully things will settle down within the next, you know, month or two or three, and she'll be able to pop on and do some, you know, guest co-host slots and things like that, you know, so we'll still be hearing from Suzanne. However, Janet Boyer has decided to step up as, you know, she's been filling in as guest co-host like Mary is right now on Tarot Insider, and she has agreed to step up as a permanent full-time host on Tarot Insider, and I have not got the confirmation from her yet. I'm waiting to hear back, but her first show should be next Wednesday. If not, it'll be the first Wednesday in June, but it should be next Wednesday, and we will be talking with her and why she's coming back to radio and you know, what she'd like to see us do moving forward with Tarot Insider and topics and guests and things like that. So it's very exciting news. Tune in next Wednesday. So that's everything coming up, Mary.
It's amazing. We've got a lot coming up. That's exciting.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. And now going to the phone lines, there are some people that have been waiting a really long time. And we're going to Yes, yes. In fact, some of them dropped off. I'm sorry it took us so long. We went the segment with Naomi, we went a little bit longer than we were planning, you know, but it was just such great information. Let's see. But who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 509. Hello, caller 509. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. My name is Erica.
Erica?
Hi, Erica.
Where are you at, Erica?
Hi. I am located in Washington State.
Awesome. And what would you like to chat about? What's your question for us today?
I had a question in terms of employment. And I just would really... There's an opening for the prosecuting attorney. He would like an office help person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited about it because I just want to get into the legal field. And I think this is something new. You get to learn about criminal law. And I've learned a lot about other types of law. And so right now my focus is criminal. And it'd be nice to see, like, the prosecuting side of it. And, yeah.
Very interesting. And, yeah, it does look really positive, like this is actually going to happen. Getting a lot of yes cards in the spread here. And the star card shows up. And that shows, you know, there's definitely hope for this actually manifesting. Now, I got 3 out of the 5 cards are yes. And when I get, you know, less than 4, when I get 4 or 5, that's a really strong yes. And when I get 3, it means it's leaning that direction, but there's more to do. There's more to do. Yeah, I mean, the 9 of Wands suggests that you have all your ducks in a row. You have the experience and knowledge that you need. And, you know, it's right there. It's just making the right connections, I think, is mostly what's showing up. Also, a lot of the cards are actually cups cards. It's suggesting that, you know, it could be very emotionally fulfilling doing this, actually. Let's mm-hmm. go to Mary and see. Let's see what she's getting. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, I think it's interesting that you got the star card because it's like cosmic. I got the sun card. I got the world card as well.
There you go.
With this. And then, you know, the other things that come up here, the Six of Cups and the Seven of Pentacles. So, you know, with the Six of Cups on something like this, to me, it's saying that, like, you know, okay, your references do matter, you know, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, applying for the job. And with the Seven of Pentacles, I do think that, you know, you're gonna get something out of this, but I also think that it's going to be one of those things that working in that office is gonna give you more of an idea of kind of where you want to go. You know, mm-hmm. it's gonna help you sort of fine tune your larger goals within the legal field. So, but it looks good for getting the job. Yeah.
Oh, nice. I'm going to apply today. I've been working
awesome.
On the resume, but I have the WorkSource. I don't know if you guys know about it, but they have different professionals that can review everything, and I'm just going to go to them before submitting anything. I want to make sure that everything looks good and that I have a strong chance.
Right.
For it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So I think,
especially with, you know, that I got the Nine of Wands, it's really talking about that, about, you know, having the right credentials, you know, so the resume is really important and what it says, what it says about you. Yeah.
Well, they require an AA, and I have an AA and a BA, and I'm also bilingual, so I feel like, and then yesterday I went into the county and I did like the little test that they have. A lot of the jobs require 35 words per minute, and I did 48 on without even studying. I haven't typed in a while.
Wow.
And so if I actually I'm shooting for the 60s if I actually like put in some time to study, you know, keyboards and the strokes. But afterwards, I bumped into some guy. He was in a nice suit and tie, and I was like, "Oh, hey, what do you do?" He was really old. And then he's like, "I'm an attorney." And I was like, "Oh, you should give me a job." He's like, "Are you bilingual?" I was like, "Yeah." So being in there, I think you meet different kinds of people. And
exactly.
And so, yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
so,
you'll meet them all.
I'm really excited.
I mean, you'll know all the attorneys, that, at least the ones that do criminal law from the other side, is defense attorneys. You'll get to meet them all, and you'll get to get a perspective that you wouldn't get just from working for higher attorneys. You know,
mm-hmm.
you get to see,
or
like,
any
you know, how
firm.
These... Exactly. You get to see how things kind of break down, and, yeah, it can be incredibly emotional, too, like what Dax was saying. So, but, you know, it
mm-hmm.
looks good from our perspective, so, you know, good luck, and let us know
thank
how
you.
It goes.
Yeah, and
let
I think emotional because have you heard of the CASA volunteer program? You guys should probably do it if you guys are interested. You advocate for children who have been abused or neglected, and I'm going to go sign up because I think it's really interesting to see that.
Oh, that's
yeah,
even
it's
if
really,
it's volunteer.
It's really interesting
yeah.
because, what you know, if you had been sitting here – and I was doing the reading for you, you would have seen the cards that came up, and one of them has two children on it. So,
yeah.
You know, interesting.
And Six of Cups
you know,
is related to children, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
amazing
the sun
confirmation.
Too. Yeah.
Amazing
hoping
confirmation.
To, get assigned to two.
You're on the right track.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Erica.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For the call. And call us back and let us know what happens. We'd love to know about both of those things. And I think we have time for one more call. And if we don't get to your call today, remember that there's a show every day. So the Power of Three ladies will be here tomorrow taking your calls. We're going to go to area code 630. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dion, and I am calling from Illinois.
Awesome.
Hmm.
What would you like to chat about, Dion?
My question is, I'm looking to file a legal malpractice lawsuit. It must be like law day right now. I just heard that.
It must be law day, yeah. I was just thinking that.
I found a lady in California who's interested, but I know she's real busy. I just want to see if you think it's going to go somewhere.
Mm.
Like what, if she'll be able to help you out, basically.
Yeah, it's just been such a long road. And, I mean,
yeah.
It just requires a lot of work and a specific type of an attorney, and she really does specialize in this, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually going to draw cards, one for that lady, the attorney, and then one for just the overall. I'm seeing all the, you know, it's like a balancing act with that attorney there. Let's see. Okay, I'm just do. Okay, it could happen, but it would take a lot of time and slow going as far as that particular attorney. She's really juggling a lot of things, and it could happen, but it's going to take time. You'd basically be waiting on her, you know? So I don't know if that's the best option for you. You know, you might really want to, you know, widen your search or continue the search because maybe somebody can help you faster that specializes in that. And but as far as the case itself, wow. You know, I got the wish come true card, the Knight of Cups. I got the Star card. I got the Celebration card, the Three of Cups. I mean, you know, it's not going to be, you know, incredibly fast, but does it look really, really good. I got another card that talks about strategy, and it's a card about tactics and cunning and manipulation, and I don't know if that's maybe talking about the case itself. Could be.
Yeah, but, it is an extensive case, and I've been told by many people that it's a go. The problem is it's so big that, you know, not one attorney wants to take it. Like, I have two that said, we'll do it if you could find a third. So that's why I was hoping the one lady would jump in.
It's still a possibility. It's just, it's looking like it's going to take some time, and she has to juggle her schedule and everything.
Are you still there? Maybe we lost Dax. Well, let me just jump in anyways and let you know what cards I got on it. I'm not sure what all he got, but this really does like kind of fit with what Dax was saying. Like the Two of Cups comes up here, you know, so I feel like, you know, you said you already have two, right? It comes up in the past position. Adding a third is going to help. I think that I do think there might be some difficulty with her. I'd get the Death card. Like, we're going to go through yet another big transformation with the direction we're going with this. The Page of Swords comes up. I don't think it's going to be hard to get the third attorney, but the one that you're looking at right now, the woman in California, might be a little bit difficult for her. And as far as the case itself, you know, he got the Nine of Cups. I got the Nine of Pentacles. I mean, so I would say, you know, Nine of Pentacles to me is like, okay, you know, we do the effort that we put into it. We end up, like, getting a reward out of that. So there's good reasons to pursue this for sure. And we get at the end, you know, I get the Hierophant card. So, you know, I do feel like, in this case, it's kind of like a sign to, like, keep the faith in going through this process, no matter, you know, how many kind of changes you go through and how long it takes. I think it's the right, you know, the right path. It looks like this is the right path for you.
Okay.
Awesome.
I appreciate the reading. I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Thanks so much for calling in. And good luck
Great
with all
call.
This.
Okay, thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
And call us back and let us know. Oh, my God. I love when shows have a theme. You know, it was legal day today.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
That's pretty wild.
Neat. Alrighty. Sorry about all the technical difficulties, folks. You know, it hung up on me and I had to call back in. So, you know, it's crazy today.
I know, because I was like, is it going to say,
it must be all that.
Hey, what did you get? You know, I was waiting for a segue there. I'm like,
But it all hung up on me.
Well,
so I'm going to say goodbye, Gary.